From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. This week, the Conservative Political Action Committee, also known as CPAC, hosts its annual meeting of leaders from the American right. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak. The event often previews some of the narratives we'll hear as more of the campaign goes on, including on the economy, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
We already know some of the GOP goals for the economy if the party reclaims the White House. Ian Murray is a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
One of the things that I think we'll see is actually an end to a lot of current proposals rather than a specific move towards new initiatives.
For example, rolling back Biden administration efforts to shift towards a more green economy. And Donald Trump has already said he wants another round of tariffs if he wins in November, which Murray says would hurt the economy.
Tariffs are a bit of a gimmick. In the end, all they actually do is raise costs for the American consumer and just foster political dysfunction as well as people argue over them.
Tariffs are one of several areas of deep divisions among conservatives.
There's debate now over fiscal responsibility in a way that there really never has been in the last four decades on the right.
Michael Strain is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute.
President Trump is staunchly opposed to reducing projected government spending, which is the main driver of the debt.
And the debt is likely to be a major topic of discussion throughout the conference, especially when it comes to just who is to blame and who, come Election Day, can start to fix it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.